Venus and Cupid by Alessandro Allori. This impressive painting, beautifully preserved, once hung in the collection of the Duke of Orléans at the Palais Royal. The subject was painted frequently by Renaissance artists. With a reproachful look, Venus seizes her son Cupid's bow just as the little god is about to loose an arrow. Next to her, two doves bill and coo on some roses, symbolizing tenderness. The golden apple, clearly shown nearby, alludes to the prize for beauty awarded to Venus in preference to the other goddesses, Juno and Minerva. The rabbit on the left expresses fear and timidity. In the background, a naked couple tormented by remorse quarrels in an inferno. The allegory is intended to warn the spectator against the ravages of love and the distractions of vice and sensual pleasure. The rather convoluted symbolism is typical of Florentine mannerism, with its erudite blend of mythology and Christian morality. Allori, a pupil of Bronzino, was deeply influenced by Michelangelo's powerful forms and supreme energy. He drew direct inspiration for this picture from a celebrated cartoon by the master, Venus and Cupid, executed in 1532-33. Described by Vasari as a cosa divina and used by Pontormo as the basis of another painting. The two works show the same plasticity and love of monumentality and use of allegory for moral purposes. The icy elegance, fine handling and attention to detail are reminiscent of Bronzino's work. The blue-green tones of the landscape reflect a fascination for Flemish art, very popular at the Tuscan court. This masterpiece of Florentine mannerism was a success as soon as it was painted, as is shown by the numerous autograph copies, with some variations which have survived.